A very good morning to you. David Sheehan with you here on Horizons. Today is World Mission Sunday. It is the Holy Father's annual appeal for spiritual and financial support so that the life-giving work of overseas mission and missionaries can continue. There are a number of collections happening around the diocese, so if you can, please give generously. On the show this week, we talk about choir singing and mental health. But up first,
Bridget O'Connor, welcome to Horizons.
Thank you, David.
You're one of our recently commissioned lay pastoral leaders, and you've been in the role for a while now. So I just wanted to check in and see how you felt everything was going.
I'm really enjoying it because I don't have to do too much. And at the same time, I feel that I'm worthy of the resources that were put into me to bring me this far.
Very good. And you have some projects you've been working on. Do you want to tell me about them?
During our course, which was 2.5 years, we all basically took on various little projects. And one of the projects I took on was the rosary and devotion to the rosary. And I thought maybe that at the time, since we didn't have Mass in our local church in camp, that on a Sunday we would say the rosary just to bring people into the church basically at the time of Mass, because it was always very much a social occasion in the past. We would have a cup of tea afterwards and all that, and that would go if we didn't have something.
Yeah.
So people, at the same time, people still went to Mass the night before or that morning before the rosary or after the rosary. So we didn't in any way try to replace the Mass. This is an add-on, I would say. So about between 8 and 10 of us will meet every Sunday. We have WhatsApp, church WhatsApp, and usually I'll put it on the church WhatsApp, or if I forget it, somebody else will put it up. Rosary at 10:45, and people will just turn up and say the rosary and have a cup of tea afterwards in the local shop in O'Dwyer's. We quite enjoy it. I thought, you know, it might fizzle out after a month or two, but it's not. In fact, on many occasions, I don't always make it myself, but there's always somebody. And since we started doing it, I think it's mostly a year now at this stage, there has been no Sunday that Rosie hasn't been recited in the church. Hey. That's nice.
That's lovely. I think the expression people use is that this has now got enough momentum that it can keep going, even if you're not specifically there to run it.
Well, that's kind of the aim, I suppose, of my ministry, is to pass on the faith that I hope I have, or indeed pass on the love of the rosary, the devotion to the rosary, to a next generation even. Because a few younger people have turned up with their grandparents, you know.
Yeah.
In particular, one or two with their grandmother. And it's just like that. I noticed at the start, even I myself, I was a bit rusty on the mysteries. And I had to push myself up a bit. And because, even though as a child, my parents had us recite the rosary every evening at night until I left the house, literally, we said the rosary. We never left the house without saying the rosary as children and teenagers and young adults. But when I went into my own life, I'm afraid I didn't continue with the rosary. So I'm very glad to now have got a new energy about praying the rosary. In different places even, you know, I just feel that it's a very powerful prayer. And I think it's dedicated to Our Lady, as you will all know. And I think it's important. And at times of when people are happy and people are sad, there's a time when you can get consolation from prayer. And that's what I feel. And I feel the rosary is a very easy prayer for a lot of people, because in Ireland in particular, I suppose we have a tradition of the rosary. And no matter how far down the generations it hasn't been adhered to, you could resurrect and get going on saying the rosary again. I think it's something that you could always get back into, you know.
Excellent. So a reason to meet with people in your community and a reason to shake off your rosary rust.
That's just it. And I think everyone has to bring something to the rosary on the morning, whether it's a happy story or a story that mightn't be so happy. But we share our troubles then. We share our joys and we share our sorrows. And I think that's very important. And, you know, sometimes you get up in the morning on a Sunday morning and say, oh, my goodness, oh, I have to go to the rosary. But you make the effort when there's something organised.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, if it was kind of a case of, will I, won't I say the rosary in the house, it just mightn't happen. We also encourage people, you know, who are not able to go on the day, to say a decade at home. Or if they're abroad, or they're travelling, or they're doing something, just sit down for 1 minute. It can be sitting or whatever. And if you have a rosary beads, pull it out and just say one decade. And it'll be part of the power of group praying. I think, you know, it's very important. There's something about the congregation praying, and there's something about people praying together for some reason. And there's an energy about it. And even if you never believed in religion, maybe there's some, we'll say, people who don't maybe have a faith or have an interest in faith. There's something about the mantra of the energy of people together praying or doing something. And I believe it's spiritual, and I believe it's from above. But wherever it comes from, if it gives people energy and it helps them, I think it's important.
Eraos Erfad, and in your local church isn't the only place you've been doing rosaries.
That's right. The other part of my ministry that I was assigned to was Ocean View Nursing Home. I've been involved in bringing the Eucharist, and Father Eamon says Mass once a month, and then the other three Fridays. I've been involved with two other colleagues from the ministry in bringing the Eucharist to the people in Ocean View, to the senior members of Ocean View. And they are delighted because we say the rosary as well at Ocean View. And we find that those older people who were maybe very holy and very religious during their lives, they really appreciate receiving the Eucharist even once a week. It's huge. And we've also developed prayer services. And I have other people who actually ran, you know, a few prayer services within the home. And there are people within the nursing home themselves who were actually very prayerful and interested in running some prayer services. So it's about developing more services for the people of Ocean View to make their lives better, you know. And I think in, I suppose, the twilight years of everybody's life, we turn more to prayer, and it's a very important part of our existence for many people, to, especially if you're a Catholic and you were receiving communion all your life, it's very important that somebody turns up with communion to you even once a week or more if it can be done. So I suppose that was part of my ministry, would be to help out in Ocean View with giving them more services, or developing more services for Ocean View, really, for the people in Ocean View who really appreciate it. And I think really what I like about it is how appreciative these people are of us and how thankful they are for the service. And that's really, I feel a sense of well-being coming out of Ocean View, that, you know, an elation, a feeling of elation. Even though nobody knows you're there doing it or anything, it's not a public thing. It's just a very private thing. But for the people living, you know, for the older people, it's a very important thing.
Ah, it seems very gratifying. Must give you a great lift.
There's something about it. It does give a lift to a person to be able to make these people happy, and they really appreciate it. And even people at end of life stage, I've experienced, where, you know, you go into the room and the person is really, you know, low, but you say the prayer and you see a reaction. And they may not even be able to receive communion, but they're able to hear you and you share with them a prayer, even a short prayer. It makes a difference. And you do feel after leaving, I think, it does give you a lift that you've helped out. You've helped somebody that day.
Great. And I'm excited to see what other projects you have coming up in the future that you'll be coming in to tell us about, because all the things you've done so far seem excellent.
Thank you very much, David.
So thank you for coming in to me today, one of our lay pastor leaders, Bridget O'Connor.
This is 2S Petrus by John O'Keefe and Ronan McDonough. Malla nella nascione.
I'm Gráinne Quirk, and these are the upcoming events from around the diocese. Today is Mission Sunday. The Mission Sunday collection is vital to financing missionary work worldwide. The mission projects worldwide are coordinated by Missio Head Office in Rome, and the money goes direct from Ireland to specific projects worldwide. Last year, 1.4 million euro was contributed from Ireland. Give your donation in honour of Irish missionaries, female and male, past and present. Cooking and baking students at Bera FET Centre are hosting a coffee morning on Monday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in aid of Stand for Féile. All are welcome. Alihi's Community Care warmly welcomes all parishioners to join them for their next gathering at O'Neill's Bar on Tuesday, with Mass at 12:30 p.m. Recognising the challenges that the winter months can bring, Bera West Care Ring is offering a winter well-being telephone service. If you would like to receive regular friendly phone calls over the winter, just for a chat, a listening ear or a bit of company, please get in touch. See the Bera Parish newsletter for contact details. There will be a celebration of marriage anniversaries at St. Finian's Church on Saturday at 12 noon. This celebration is for couples marking first year of marriage as well as any landmark anniversaries. There will be refreshments after Mass. Please contact the parish office with your names and anniversary details. Pope Leo XIV has posted on X. No one should be forced to flee, nor exploited or mistreated because of their situation as foreigners or people in need. Human dignity must always come first.
Thank you, Gráinne. After the break, we speak to someone in a local choir.